DeSean Jackson. Gets a block. Are you kidding? Unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen, Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, I am Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by my all-star. Straight up, we're talking sports and smack for the next couple of hours here, live on the West Coast, of course, live all across America, around the world on the fabulous internet, open phone lines, coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Some of the things we'll talk about tonight. Of course, the Warriors, the world champion Warriors. Right, they're just rocking and rolling. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the NFL. How about Tiger Woods? Stroking his putter this week. No, just kidding. Anyway, Tiger back in the mix. But Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth not making the cut. So we'll talk some golf. We'll talk some baseball with Paco Valcarcel. We're talking combat sports. We'll talk nude women's wrestling. Anything you want to talk about. Guess what? My buddy Dave Chappelle will be here tonight as well. So open phone lines all across America. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing? Yeah, that's going on too. At Taco Man Radio. This is Johnny Taco. You tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
That's the thing. There's so many stuff. There's so much stuff to worry about. You know, the more you know, the more you don't know. And you know, like a lot of people be telling me, Dave, you know, you just gotta relax. The racism thing be bugging you too much. Have you ever had something happen that was so racist that you didn't even get mad? You were just like, God damn, that was racist. I mean, it was so blatant. You were just like, wow. Like, it almost like it didn't even happen to you. It was like a f***ing movie. That was like he was watching Mississippi Burning. Wow. That happened to me. I was in Mississippi. I was in Mississippi doing a show, and I go to the restaurant to order some food, and I say to the guy, I say, I would like to have, and before I even finish my sentence, he says, the chicken! I could not believe it. Could not believe that. This man was absolutely right. I said, how did he know that I was going to get some chicken? I asked him, I said, how you know that? How did you know I was going to get some chicken? He looked at me like I was crazy. Come on, buddy. Come on, buddy. Now, everybody knew as soon as you walked through the goddamn door, you're going to get some chicken. It is no secret down here that blacks and chickens are quite fond of one another. Then I finally understood what he was saying, and I got upset. I wasn't even mad. I was just upset. I wasn't ready to hear that. All these years, I thought I liked chicken because it was delicious. Turns out I'm genetically predisposed to liking chicken. I said, what? I got no say in the matter.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Check it, 13, make it 14 minutes past hour. The great Dave Chappelle, we thank him so much. On the line from his lair in the palatial town, take that city back, city of Hillsborough, California, of course. Folks, let me tell you, my aunt has a house in Hillsborough. She's a multi-millionaire. So I'll tell you what Dominic Jimenez is all about. My aunt Tootsie, my aunt Drina, lives in Hillsborough 4 days a year. She has Christmas and New Year's 2 days. She sleeps there 4 days a year. The house is worth $8.5 million. That's what kind of money she has. Of course, she cashed in on those Silicon Valley days back as her husband developed computer chips back in the 1960s. Anyway, that's where Dominic's at as far as money is concerned. So, Dominic, I got to ask you this. What kind of wine are you drinking tonight? Ripple?
Hey, let me get some more drink. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were ready for me. I was just having my servant getting me some more champagne here. Sorry about that.
Wonderful. Of course, the NFL is in a bit of a hiatus. We're awaiting the draft, and we'll talk about that a little bit later with Charles Jane. Of course, the NBA is coming up as well. Peyton Manning, amidst all the controversy of, you know, the alleged sexual assault that didn't get pursued, and I think the newspaper people sort of dropped the ball on that. Have you looked at that a little deeper at all, or are you just waiting for it to come out?
No, I haven't dug any further other than mainly that Daily News article. I'm going to kind of leave it at that. It's a thing where it's going to be tough to go and do the research without, you know, the proper access to the right channels, because a lot of those court documents from back then were sealed and whatnot. So I would imagine they'd be a little more difficult to find for the average radio host rather than an investigative reporter.
Do you think that what took place 20 years ago, do you think that matters now?
I think it only matters in terms of when we look at Peyton Manning's image, especially if he retires. If we look at it as a career thing, it's not going to impact what he's done on the field. I mean, it might even impact the character of Peyton Manning, even minimally, to the point where it doesn't actually quite matter. It's a bit of a blemish, but I don't think it's going to be enough to be, oh, you know what? We got Peyton Manning. He's like Ben Roethlisberger or Kobe Bryant or whatever these other athletes that have had transgressions off the field, court, whatever. I don't think it's going to be at that level, but unless something else happens, it's going to be forgotten from the American conscious by this time next year, probably.
Now, he's going to retire on March the 5th. I mean, that's the word coming out of the NFL, and people are saying that this is a done deal. He's going to retire because he wasn't welcome in Denver another year, was he? I mean, bottom line was Denver's moving on.
I think John Elway would not mind if he were to come back, but he'd save them a lot of money. The tricky thing with their quarterback situation, though, is if Manning does leave, is Brock Osweiler that guy? Is he the next guy to take over? He's a free agent. So obviously the Broncos would like to have as much time to examine their options, if you will. They would want Peyton Manning to let them know either way, preferably sooner rather than later, so that they can be, okay, hey, Peyton's not coming back. We have faith in Brock. Let's work on re-signing him before he hits the open market. Because Brock Osweiler has the tools to be a successful quarterback. Big guy, big arm, can be accurate. And you saw it this year, Taco Man. A lot of teams could use a quarterback. So Brock Osweiler is going to fetch some attention on the free agent market. So Peyton Manning's decision is huge for the Broncos' future.
What about his sponsorship deals? I mean, I saw him French kissing Papa John after the Super Bowl. I mean, they locked lips. It was pretty gnarly. But the bottom line is, are these sponsors going to turn and run?
Like I said, unless something additional were to pop up, I think he's not going to lose anything. Because this happened, more than 15 years ago, probably almost 20 years ago. And we're kind of hearing about it now, but it was so long ago that I think it's not going to have the type of impact if it were to have happened within the last couple of years. And if he retires, he kind of fades out of the consciousness of the sports viewing public just a little bit.
Dom, his wife acknowledged getting human growth hormone in the mail. Male human growth hormone. She admitted getting that in the mail, and she said it was a medical condition she could not explain. She would not divulge her medical status, and Peyton Manning came out and said, my wife's medical status is her medical history is her own. Okay, the bottom line is, if human growth hormone was being delivered to that house, I can't imagine a woman taking that.
I've said it and I'll say it again, until there's some proof that he
it comes to the house. Well, go on, it comes to
the NFL has huge huge testing. HGH is definitely one of the things. If he took it, he would have tested positive.
Because
it wasn't like the clear like bond stuff where it was.
Oh man. Are you hearing Peyton Manning for the defense here, folks, or what? My God. I mean, you know what? I hate to think that it was somebody else other than Peyton Manning, Mr. All-America, because he is really all that America type of guy. I mean, the University of Tennessee thing, I'm going to go with the girl here. Having been a former police officer, I believe women when they say they've been sexually assaulted by these superstars, things like that. Guys that think they can get away with it because, you know, their name is Peyton Manning and they're Archie Manning's son and they're going to make millions of dollars in the NFL. So they can get away with that crap. And we see it done time and time and time again. But you know what? If this was a Ray Rice type of guy, what I'm trying to say is if his skin color was other than white and he wasn't a pretty white guy, guess what? The media would be going crazy.
I'm sure they would. I'm surprised the media didn't go more crazy with it. It's not just that it was Peyton Manning and that it was Archie Manning's son. It's that they kind of really trashed her name. They broke the gag order by talking about the incident in the book. I believe it happened. I believe her 100%. I believe the Mannings did her incredibly wrong. Not just him assaulting her or whatever the proper wording for what he did was. The way they handled it after that was, I would say, borderline despicable. And it's a shame that it's not a bigger issue. I think it's because it happened when Peyton Manning was an 18-year-old in college. I think that's the reason that we're not talking about it on a national scale the way it would be if Peyton Manning did this to the Broncos head trainer or an assistant trainer last season.
Well,
I think timeliness is everything.
I think that if Ray Rice's wife or a girlfriend, whatever happens to be, happened to have gotten human growth hormone in the mail, I think there'd be a stink about it. And I think if there was a sexual assault that Ray Rice committed in college, I think there'd be all kinds of headlines about it. That's just the way it is. All right, let's switch gears. Tony Romo, what's he turning, 36? He's about to turn 36 years old. He's going to go undergo the knife again. The guy was operated on last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, Tony Romo broke his collarbone, I think, more than once. I think he broke it, came back, and then broke it again as the Cowboys were still not eliminated late in the season. So Romo's had a litany of injuries over the past few years. You know, he doesn't have the mileage in the NFL that a lot of these other quarterbacks do, but he is still 36, I think pushing 37 or pushing 36, whatever it is. He's up there, especially for football and professional athlete age. Tony Romo's window is closing very quickly. Do not be surprised. I know a few years ago, Jerry Jones wanted to draft Johnny Football, good old Texas boy. And it turns out it was a great idea that he didn't. But I would not be surprised if they take a quarterback. I think they've got like the fifth pick or something like that this draft. Do not be surprised if they get a quarterback and groom him as Tony Romo's replacement.
Okay, Double J, speaking of Jerry Jones, my buddy, he confirmed that there'll be some surgery for Romo, and he's getting a plate put in his shoulder, a preventative plate. I don't know about you. We're just going to call it preventative. That's what Romo said. As far as the way I feel good. We just want to make sure that, obviously, it doesn't happen again. So what's he going to try to do, put like armor underneath his skin?
It sounds like they're going to try to put some kind of reinforcement plate either long or within or however.
Bode well for this man physically. He's going to be 36 years old. And you know what? He's taking his share of lumps. You know, quarterbacks, we talked about this before, the CT issue, the fact that brain damage, you know, a lot of guys are coming up with brain damage per capita. I think football is now beating boxing maybe. But quarterbacks, you know, they take their share of hits, as does everybody else. Of course, was it the young lad from Dallas Cowboys? He got out. I mean, he decided he was getting Steve Young got out because of concussions. You know, Tony Romo should realize there's miles on that body. At 36 years old, he's sort of like an old city bus, Dominic. He's smoking in the back, you know, smog. He needs to be taken off the road.
Yeah, like I said, Tony Romo's window is closing very quickly. But, you know, Tony Romo's one of those guys. If he's a competitor, he didn't get his starting career going late until his, I think, late 20s. So he's only been a starter for a handful of years, unlike a lot of these guys where they're, you know, big deals out of college and they're starting from age 24 on. Tony Romo has had maybe half of what a normal quarterback, high pick quarterback career would be. So he wants to win. He wants that title. And he's a competitor. He's going to keep going out there. He's going to give it everything he's got. Unfortunately, I think his body's just not going to allow him to do what he needs to do for the Cowboys to win.
The great Dominic Jimenez, of course, part of Johnny Talkin, is also here at 10 p.m. Pacific time, live on the West Coast, 10 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Saturday night for a couple of hours, folks. Talking sports, Mac, and more. Open phone lines coast to coast. Join the Taco Man and his crew. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Steph Curry, Steph Curry, Steph Curry. That's all I can say is Steph Curry. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and for all the troops out there, the American Forces Network. HGH and steroids, that's a little fishy.
Well, you know, my wife had some back problems, but thanks to these new seats in the Buick that are so comfortable, those back problems went away, and she doesn't need to take that stuff anymore.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
But 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It works for me.
Nothing like the sound of the NBA, of course, the hardwoods. Talk about NBA scores. Let's go to Dominic Jimenez. Big D, take it away.
Boston Celtics keep rolling. 101-89 winners over the Miami Heat. New Orleans Pelicans fall again. Minnesota gets their 19th win. 112-110 over New Orleans. The Rockets lose to the Spurs. 104-94. And Steph Curry gives the Warriors a huge win in overtime in Oklahoma City.
Really? Interesting. Okay. As far as the overtime win is concerned, give me some scores there.
Some more scores? Portland 103-95 over Chicago, and then Detroit 102-91 over Milwaukee. That's actually pretty much the entire slate there. But yeah, the highlight was definitely the Golden State Warriors 121-118 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder in Oklahoma City. Fantastic game.
No question. We got the finish of that game right here. Check it out.
They do have a timeout. Decide not to use it. Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry! With 0.6 seconds remaining.
He does it again, Dom.
He did it again. And what he doesn't capture there in that that call is, yes, Steph hit a game-winning three with 0.6 seconds left. It was from about 35 feet out. He had just gotten past half court. The Warriors had just forced a turnover. They were up. All Oklahoma City had to do was call a timeout and get the ball back in again. The Warriors forced the turnover. They get the ball to Steph, and somehow he hits the three. It was absolutely insane.
He hit 12 threes tonight. Was it 12 or 13 threes? 12? I mean, that's 12, amazing,
he
man.
He hit 12 threes, and that tied the single-game record. He tied him with Kobe and Danielle Marshall for most threes in a game at 12.
Are you ready to call him the greatest shooter of all time yet, or what?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just to further prove he's the
Time out. I got to interrupt you on that one. A greater shooter than Michael Jordan?
Oh, absolutely. In terms of a pure shooter, hands down. Maybe. And you know what? He's starting to make these shots, so even the argument for clutch shooter is, it's still probably Michael's there, but it's still Steph. He's got a chance. I think Steph's the best pure shooter. Clutch shooter, probably Michael has Steph by a little bit. But here's some perspective for Steph with threes here, okay? He's made 129 games, straight games, with a three-pointer made. That's a record. He broke his own single-season record tonight for threes made. He's up to 288 this year. The record was his from 280. It was 286. He's got 24 games left. We could very well see him almost hit 400 threes. He's got 29% of the season left for him to keep hitting threes. What Steph Curry's doing from beyond the arc is absolutely insane.
Some guy in Omaha, Nebraska said right now, you know, Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time. But, you know, when I saw Curry do some of those trick shots last year, and I said to myself, geez, I don't think a guy can do this. I mean, he's almost doing shooting these shots like the length of a court with his eyes closed. It's almost like it's not human. That's the best way to put it. It's not human. Nobody should be that perfect.
It's not human. And I believe Steph's shooting about 60% from 35 plus feet away. And that's better than a lot of guys shoot free throws. Okay? Steph is hitting shots from 30 plus feet out at a greater percentage than guys are hitting free throws. Steph's hit, I think, maybe three or four shots from near or at half court just this week. The guy is unreal. When you see Steph Curry put the ball up, there's a bit of an expectation that it's going to go in. And if it doesn't go in, I can honestly say I'm a little bit surprised. I think that's fair to say.
Twitter went absolutely berserk tonight, of course, with the Warriors winning. Are the Warriors becoming the face of the NBA now? Because, you know, what's funny is that we're like, you know, number four, number five market in the country. And, you know, we don't generate the big TV ratings. I mean, when the 49ers are winning those Super Bowls, yeah. But as far as the Golden State Warriors are concerned, they're not the New York Knicks or they're not the L.A. Lakers as far as the market's concerned. But they outdo the Cleveland Cavaliers without a doubt. But what I'm trying to say is, are we in this number four market? Are we being treated the absolute, how can I put this, sports royalty? I mean, the Giants have had a won the World Series three of the last 5 years. The Warriors appear to be on the verge of repeating an NBA title because, you know, Dominic, I'll tell you right now, if you and I were to bet money hand to hand back and forth, I don't think either of us would bet on the Warriors losing a series to anybody in the NBA this year, including the San Antonio Spurs.
Hell no, I wouldn't. I sure wouldn't. And it's funny, you know, you talked about what would have happened if you bet on the Warriors every single game, right? You've said that a few times this year, correct? It turns out a coworker of my dad's who will remain nameless has put $50 on the Warriors every single time. He's lost about seven games. So you've wondered just exactly what that percentage of wins would be. I spoke with him recently. He's put $50 on every single Warriors game for them to cover. He's only lost seven times this year. Unfortunately for him, he's only betting $50, so he's not quite rolling in the dough, but he's doing all right for himself.
Spurs are going to try to bolster their backcourt with veteran point guard Andre Miller. Will that help them?
I think it'll help a little bit. The Spurs, it's hard for them to improve. They're 50-9. It's amazing. We continue to talk about how amazing the Warriors are, how Steph's the best player in the NBA. He's kind of becoming the face of the NBA. Are the Warriors going to break the 95-96 Bulls record? And their Spurs are right there. As great as the Warriors are, the Spurs are about four games back, which is absolutely phenomenal. It's going to be hard for them to improve, and it's a little weird that they went out and got Andre Miller. He's a veteran point guard, tons of experience. But I don't think that's necessarily where their weakness lies. They've got Tony Parker. They've got Patty Mills. I'm not sure if there's an injury there somewhere. I would have thought they would get a wing player, a shooting guard, or a small forward maybe to help bolster that part of their bench. But, hey, Andre Miller brings experience. He brings a nice amount of size for a point guard. So, you know, if he's in for the Spurs and he's guarding a guy like Livingston, Andre Miller's actually able to guard a guy like Andre Miller. Sean Livingston, excuse me. Andre Miller can back a guy like Steph Curry down in the paint. So Andre Miller brings, I guess, a nice dimension for the Spurs there.
Okay. I heard some old school guys, old school coaches in the NBA wish that the three-point rule had never, ever been instituted, okay? Now we've got Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, my favorite guy. Not really. Anyway, because I've seen him on cable TV. He's saying they should move the three-point line back some. What do you think of that?
I love Mark Cuban. I'll start off. I love Mark Cuban. And it's funny. I don't think this is going to get any traction because the NBA says they're going to do things and it takes forever them forever to do it. They've been talking about fixing the Hack-a-Shaq rule for forever, it seems like. And here we are still talking about the Hack-a-Shaq rule. I don't really have any argument with Mark Cuban. He's got a – it's a good idea. It makes sense. The mid-range shot is really devalued, so and guys aren't experts at them anymore. So it seems like more and more people are banking on the three, so why not? I don't have any problem moving it back.
Well put. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, soon to be joined by the Man of Man. So talk about Charles J. You're tuned to Sports Byline, live all around the world, of course from the West Coast, City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey. Saturday.
40 minutes. minutes past the hour. This is Sports Overnight America, the only live show all across America. Of course, Canada, Puerto Rico, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I am the aforementioned Johnny Taco on the line, of course, from, what can I say, Miami, Florida, wherever he is down there in southern Florida. Talk about the man himself, Charles Day of PlaysByJay.com. Charlie, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Life treating you good, though, huh?
Yes. What's happening?
No hurricanes in Florida this week?
No hurricanes in Florida. Yes. Miami hurricanes.
Talk to me about that.
Right. No, I mean, there's nothing going on.
Straight up, before I bring in Dominic, Dominic Jimenez is with us. I got to ask you this, and people have been saying this to me when I, you know, sort of behind the, they're implying that Cam Newton's a puss, and I can put a Y on the end of that. That's the way they're saying it. Is he or isn't he? You're the football expert.
What did he do now? Something
else? I mean, that Super Bowl play, they're thinking that if he'd have dived on the ball, that the game could have went the other way, that was the critical point in the game. In other words, that he gave up the game because he didn't want to give up his body and grab that ball.
Well, I kind of defended him a little bit on your program after the Super Bowl, but it seems like the general consensus is that it was the Super Bowl and he could have done it, and he seemed to be hesitant, and you know, maybe I hate to put myself into the guy's head, but I mean, the video doesn't necessarily support him all that much. But you know what I'm saying? And I don't know about the game going the other way. It was, what, 16-10 at that point?
It was within grasp.
Well, yeah, it was a one possession game. Sure, at that point, yeah.
Good enough. Who do you think's been number one in the draft?
Number one in the draft.
Yeah.
The left tackle out of Mississippi? I forgot his name now. How can I do that?
You're the football expert. Dominic Jimenez, do you think the guy from Ohio State, the Bosa, is going to be the number one pick?
No, I think they're going to protect him. I believe his name's Laramie Tunsil or something like
that's
that.
That's it. Yeah, Laramie Tunsil, yeah.
Tell me about Laramie Tunsil then.
Well, he had some off the field troubles this past year, but he's supposedly a tremendous athlete and had a great combine and all that. And he obviously it's the right spot for him, you know, because of the fact that he is the guy essentially. When you have spent money on a quarterback in the NFL, you know, you want to do several things with him. But one of the things that you certainly have to spend on him, you have to spend money on, is protecting your quarterback, you know. And so this is essentially what they're going to do with that first pick, is to take a left tackle to protect Marcus Mariota. In Tennessee. So that's part of that puzzle there.
Interesting. Of course, we're talking about the NFL.
I, by the way, I had a guy at the Senior Bowl who went to the practices and stuff. He's a former scout and was talking to me about a lot of the prospects, especially the quarterback position. And what's interesting, because I know a lot of people are wondering about Carson Wentz, who is the quarterback from North Dakota State. And my friend told me he looks like the real deal in the work, in the workouts and such. And I don't think he's done anything to really damage himself, unless I missed something very critical.
Okay, Charlie, I got to put you on the spot on this one, because I've the coach and I, John Johnson, former Ohio State Buckeyes backfield coach, back under the great Woody Hayes, coach guys like Archie Griffin, the Heisman Trophy winner. But he and I are of the opinion that guys could be paid big money to play college football. They raise billions of dollars, but they should be paid big money to play college football. And if they get hurt, they should be compensated for the rest of their lives and get medical care. And that doesn't happen. And I think some guy that was supposed to go number one or two in the draft got hurt in one of the bowl games. And now he's failed all these. Tell me who's failed all these medical exams.
Well, first of all, I think that you can structure something in order to make it possible for college football players to have something put into a trust of some kind that would be waiting for them in the event that they graduated. And that you would, you know, maybe make some adjustments to what has been a one-year renewable system for college football players. In other words, if you know, all these scholarships, I mean, almost all of them are one-year renewable, meaning that if the program didn't want to retain you after a year of, you know, any given year of play, they could essentially release you from your scholarship. And I don't, that doesn't sound fair to me. But once you sign on, because it doesn't allow you the flexibility of being able to switch programs quickly.
You're making excuses. The bottom line is these guys.
I'm not making excuses for what? What are you talking about?
These guys, they need to be compensated right now, not as far as if they're graduated or not.
Why don't they?
Why don't they?
Well, because your friend, whoever he wasn't taking into account the fact that paying the players changes the relationship and actually makes it an employer-employee relationship, okay, which is not conducive to college football.
Okay, but so Charles, instead we have the pimp and the hoe, right? I mean, that's what we have here.
We have the colleges
pimping off these athletes for millions of dollars, and they're pimping them off and they're leaving them alone.
Well, I don't know about the pimps and the hoes, but I could tell you this: if college athletes, okay, who were raised in families where education was valued in the least, they would understand that they are getting something out of the deal. Unfortunately, maybe they don't have any interest in learning how to learn. Okay. Maybe they don't even know how to read or write when they get to college. Okay.
Chuck Muncy graduated University of Cal Berkeley, couldn't read.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, he did. It's a fact. He was illiterate. He could not read or write, but he graduated from the University of Cal at Berkeley. Of course, he went to play for the New Orleans Saints.
Is there some exploitation on the part of the colleges there? Yes. But if a player goes into all of this saying, I got nothing out of my experience, that's a player who obviously didn't consider a college scholarship to be something that had any kind of value.
So if you get to go to school for free, you should just shut up and take the free schooling. And the bottom line is, if your body's destroyed afterwards, it means nothing. Dominic, you weigh in on this one.
No, stop. No, I'm not letting you do that, okay? You're not going there right now, okay?
Come on, let's go, Charlie, back and forth. Come on.
A lot of these athletes who purportedly have futures after high school will have insurance policies as well. There's nothing against them taking an insurance policy out on themselves. All right? So some of that can cover your concern over, I don't even know how you put it, okay, you know, getting their bodies banged up or whatever. All right? If you start to compensate athletes the way you're talking about, in which it is essentially a pro league, which, believe me, I'm not against, but what you're going to have is, if you're going to start having bidding wars and you're going to start you might as well just allow these guys to go to the pros.
Okay, Dominic Lewin.
Because that is what it amounts to.
Okay, Big D, Notre Dame linebacker Jaylon Smith has failed all kinds of different physicals. Of course, he got hurt, a knee injury in a bowl game now. He's probably done as far as his career is concerned, and he got it done in a bowl game. Should guys like not play in bowl games?
No, because I can't think of a better way for them to showcase and put on a show for these NFL teams that are looking at guys that are going to be projected high picks like Jaylon Smith. Yes, he played at Notre Dame. Yes, he had a lot of attention being paid to him prior to that. But if you're in a bowl, you're playing against the nation's elite. And especially for a team that had a good season like Notre Dame, you're going to be playing against another very good team. Jaylon Smith he had an opportunity to go ahead and prove that he should be a first-round pick. a top 10 pick, whatever his projection was going to be. And it's unfortunate that he got the serious injury. And we see it. You know, Marcus Lattimore was the best running back in college football at South Carolina before he shredded his knee. He still got drafted by the Niners. He tried to, you know, get it through camp. He redshirted essentially his first season with the Niners. And then he had to retire because his body couldn't do it. Unfortunately, that's just a product of football. Man. But I don't think that the percentage of guys that it's happening to is great enough for us to go ahead and say, oh, they shouldn't be playing in bowl games or extending the season or anything like that. I think, unfortunately, it's just a limited case. It just happened to be a high-profile athlete.
But here's something to add to that situation. You know, and I do this, believe me, I talk about this every year, all right? When we get to the bowl season, all of a sudden what you have a number of coaches who essentially are allowed to walk out on their team and jump to another team before what might be, for some of these teams, the biggest game of the season, all right? Because, you know, bowls have taken on more importance, depending on what bowl it is.
Yep.
But, you know, and they can run right out on their entire team. And the NCAA has made allowances for that. Their excuse is that it's, well, if they weren't able to leave then, it would hamper this team for the recruiting season. That, without any thought as to whether they might want to change some of the national signing dates or so forth to protect these athletes from, you know, in other words, a lot of these athletes have signed with a program because a particular coach was in place. They were recruited maybe by that coach. Now, regarding players and bowl games, you know, I'm not so sure even that a player's teammates would not understand if he was a top 10 pick or a first round pick or, you know, in one of these smaller programs, a draftable player, and said, hey, you know what? I'm going to right now, instead of, you know, sit around and practice for 3 weeks, I'm going to leave school even and go get myself ready for the combine, for pro days, for things like that, and not risk further injury. A lot of players don't, you know, top prospects don't participate in the combine, you know, and that's perhaps one of the reasons. Another reason is that they're protecting their position or so forth, but you know, it wouldn't be to me the most outrageous thing for a player from a program, especially if the bowl game is not so critical to, you know, a national ranking or a national championship picture, to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to go get ready for the NFL draft, and that's going to be where my focus is. I don't have any problem really with that.
Okay. Last question before I let you go, our topic. Urban Meyer is saying that Tim Tebow is going to go to Canada. Cares where Tim Tebow goes. Why is Tim Tebow in the news?
Because he's famous.
Famous for what? For knowing scripture?
Well, he's famous, number one, because he was the Heisman Trophy winner, a national champion. He came into the NFL and, you know, sort of bided his time. And then actually led the Denver Broncos to a playoff victory, which was pretty unlikely. And so, yes, and he does the Tebowing, whatever, you know, that is. I don't know if you know this. He was offered a job with the Arena League team that is owned by KISS, the Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he didn't think that was the right fit for him. That was a year or two ago, wasn't it? Something like that.
Something like that.
I don't think that he dominates the news, Tebow. It's just mentioned that he might go to the CFL.
Good enough. Hey, Charles, plays by jay.com. That's plays by jay.com. He'll have some hot stuff up there in the morning. Charlie, all the best. Talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
You're tuned to Sports Byline. Next up, a short wrap-up of combat sports. Right here on Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Of course, Dominic and Mendez, hour number two still to come, live from the West Coast. This is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You want
to
take a chance on that?
Good looking.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
Check it, 58 and a half minutes past our hour number one of two, live, of course, Johnny talking to All-Stars all across America from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California. For hour number two, we have open phone lines all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico. Take that back. You can call us from Istanbul, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're going deep in the world of combat sports in hour number two. We'll talk a little bit more about the NFL draft, some NBA, of course, baseball with Paco Barcarcel. Taco and Paco talking baseball about 40 minutes past the hour. And hour number two, boxing big tonight, UFC big tonight, all kinds of sports still to come right here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I implore you to join us on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet us at Taco Man Radio. The bottom line is, guess who's back? Hey, my man, Tiger Woods, stroking his putter, but not in competition. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
USA Radio News with Russ Jones.
Hillary Clinton is the projected winner of the South Carolina Democratic primary. It's Clinton's third win in the early primary and caucus season. The former Secretary of State will carry that momentum into the upcoming Super Tuesday, when several states will hold primaries and caucuses. Clinton says when someone runs for president, it's not just Americans who pay attention.
And when you are president, the entire world listens to every word you say. Markets rise and fall. So you do have to be careful about what you say and how you say it.
At least three people were stabbed, one critically, near a planned Ku Klux Klan rally Saturday in Southern California, police say. The violence erupted between KKK members and counter-protesters in Anaheim, about 35 miles southeast of Los Angeles. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
The New York City Council is considering a ban on smokeless tobacco at both Citi Field and Yankee Stadium. Terry Sheridan reports.
The City Health Department is supporting the bill introduced by Councilman Corey Johnson to ban all tobacco products, including chewing tobacco, from the baseball stadiums. Johnson says kids tend to emulate their heroes, and if they see them chewing a wad of tobacco, they might be tempted to try. Boston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco have already banned smokeless tobacco. While some players say it's part of the game, both the Mets and the Yanks support the ban. Terry Sheridan, New York.
More Americans are filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department says 272,000 new claims were filed last week. That's an increase of 10,000 from the previous week. In a freak tragic accident, a 2-year-old girl was killed and two other children were seriously injured when snow slid off a cabin roof in Idaho and buried them. This is USA Radio News.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Museum of the Bible is scheduled to open November 2017. USA senior correspondent Jason Wirt was at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville this week and spoke with the museum's president.
Museum President Kerry Summers answered critics of the museum's lack of evangelical nature in an exclusive interview with USA Radio News.
We would never be able to address the three faiths that we were talking about if we did. And these people with the Vatican Museum, Vatican Library, Israel, Antiquity Authority, other museums and libraries which will have permanent facilities in ours, there's no way we could do that.
Summers said the museum's allowing visitors to see the Bible from the perspective of Judaism, Catholicism, and Protestantism is unlike anywhere else in the world. At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, I'm Jason Wirt.
One of the rarest of all the Beatles records is being auctioned off next month. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
The record disc is described as the Holy Grail. It was the band's first to be pressed and actually helped them get a record contract. The song Hello Little Girl is on one side and Till There Was You is on the other. The disc was found in the home of Les McGuire, an English pianist. It's expected to sell for over $14,000. I'm Tammy Rose.
And another rare find, a Northern California museum's missing bald eagle has landed safely after flying off and spending several days on the lam. This is USA Radio News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the City by the Bay of the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. For the next hour, take that back. We'll be talking sports. We'll be talking smack. We'll be talking to you. Well, that's your choice. You can join us on the toll-free if you want. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Steph Curry, what can I say? The god of basketball. The god of basketball. I keep saying it, but tonight he proved it once again. Dominic Mendez will be with me in a couple of minutes. We'll talk about the NFL. Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy not making the cut at the Honda Classic. Tiger Woods coming back and stroking his putter. No, not on a golf course, in bed. Oh, I'm just kidding. Bottom line is Tiger Woods coming back, trying to get his act together. The greatest golfer of all time is the thrill. We'll talk about that. Soccer, straight up, we'll talk soccer as well. The NFL, baseball, fantasy sports, it's gambling. You and I know it. You and I know it. Of course, but a lot of people say it's games of skill. It ain't games of skill. If you pay money and you win money, guess what? It's gambling. Live all across America, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. This is Johnny Talking His All-Star, live from San Francisco in the Sports Byline Studios.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes racism works out in black people's favor. Now, it doesn't happen often. It happens very rarely. But when it happens, it is f***ing sweet. I'm serious. It's one time racism saved my life, man. I was on a plane. I was coming from overseas, and I don't know how this guy got a machine gun on the plane, but he stood up, man. He said, "Everybody, get on the f***ing ground. Nobody look at my face." I started freaking out. Because he was Chinese, I was like, why is he talking like that? He was screaming and crying. I was the only brother on the plane. I thought I was the only brother. I looked over. There was one other black dude. He's from Nigeria. I looked over at him. He was looking right in my face, man. He didn't say two words to me. He just looked at me. He was like... He didn't need to talk. I know just what he's talking about. I look right back at him. I was like... Some white dudes on the front of the plane seen us. They were like, "Oh my God. I think those black guys are going to try to save us." We were just communicating that we understood the situation. We were both seeing the same thing. What we understood was simple. Terrorists don't take black hostages. That's the truth. I have yet to see one of us on the news reading the hostage letters. They is treating us good. We all chilling and I like to give a shout out to Ray Ray and Big Steve and Jason Newport.
You're not gonna see it.
They know it's black people's bad bargaining chips. They called the White House.
"Hello. We have got five black... Hello."
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Check the clock. 14 minutes past hour. I am the Taco Man. We're cooking it here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. At least I am. Dominic Jimenez is in the Palatial Palace in Hillsborough, California. Dom, do you really get massages during commercial breaks?
Yeah, right there. I got to kick. Oh, sorry. Again, I got to pay attention. Yes, I do. I just finished up. You can go away, Helga. Thank you.
Are we talking happy ending massages?
No, just working out the stress from counting all my money.
Interesting. Counting all that money. Speaking of money, the best two golfers in the world, Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy, both guys didn't make the cut this week. What's happening?
Yeah, I don't think Jordan played in this tournament. I'm looking at the leaderboard, and I don't see anything there. But you're right, Rory McIlroy did miss the cut. He shot 72-72, missed the cut by two strokes. It's funny, you know, this is one of those tournaments, I don't know why, but I'm seeing a lot of names that were relevant 5 to 10 years ago. I'm looking at the leaderboard. You know, you got Sergio Garcia leading, Graham McDowell, Vijay Singh. These guys are in the top 10. It's a little comical to me. But it's a nice thing to see what golf is so amazing that literally you age wise you got a guy like Ricky Fowler in his early 20s, a guy like Vijay Singh up in his 40s, and they're separated by one shot. I love golf.
Well, golf is for the old men. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you can stroke your putter as long as you want. I mean, golf is a game of skill. It's not really a game of conditioning per se. I mean, in the past 15 or 20 years, some of these guys have gotten their act in shape, but a lot of times golfers just went from tournament to tournament and from table to table.
Yeah, and now with all the advertising and all
steroids.
That, it's become such a huge, I don't know about that. Maybe just Tiger. just because there's no other physical specimen quite like him ever to hit the links. But yeah, it's such a money grab now, and it's starting to move on from the era of Tiger, where Tiger made golf cool. And I really do think that these guys like Rory, Spieth, Ricky Fowler are bringing, even Jason Day, are bringing a new crowd and in their own way making golf cool again. You know, Rory's the prodigy. Spieth's he's the good old-fashioned American Southern guy. Jason Day is the foreigner. Ricky Fowler wears the flamboyant colors. He wears bright orange Puma stuff. These guys, in their own way, obviously they're not having the same type of impact as Tiger, but they're doing their best and I think succeeding to an extent in making this next generation enjoy golf a little bit more than the last did.
Okay, you talk about the impact of Tiger Woods. How come when you go to a golf course, and I've been to a couple in the last year or so, the only black guy you see on the golf course is a caddy?
Yeah, you know, as much as he made golfing cool, that is something that I've noticed is that the racial divide among golf, and you don't see a lot of African American people golfing. I don't know if that's necessarily.
Do you know why? Do you know why, Dominic? Do you know what?
Golf is expensive.
Yeah, that's it, Dominic. It's the economic divide in this country. Okay, I mean, I'm telling you. Back in the days, in the 60s, the 70s, and the part of the 80s, there were boxing clubs all across this country. Little gyms you can go to, they're run by the PAL, the Police Athletic Leagues. You can get off the street, and they teach you how to box. And, you know, they give you a pair of trunks and a pair of shoes and a mouthpiece and things like that. Those things don't exist anymore, okay? Kids have got, you know, texting and the internet and all this kind of stuff. And I think that modern technology is all fine and dandy, but there's so many fat kids walking around today. I mean, it's sick. And the bottom line is, it looks like that's going to be the future. I mean, kids don't seem to be physically inclined to do anything.
Yeah, and you know, it's weird. That's part technology and then part the whole economy not being where it's, you know, supposed to be. Obviously, I'm doing damn well fine, but everybody else in America outside of Hillsboro, it's that middle class has changed so much from, you know, the last 20, 30 years to where we are now. Okay. It's really changed, and it's really impact, and technology has hurt a lot. Don't get me wrong. It's great, but in terms of getting kids active, I don't want to go outside. I can play baseball on my TV with my favorite baseball players. There's a huge issue there, and I think part of it, again, is economic. Golf, perfect example of how expensive a sport can be. Putter, $100. Driver, minimum $200. The rest of your club set.
How about just going to play? It cost me $10 to play Pee Wee golf.
Yeah, going to play. You look at Harding over in San Francisco. I think it's like $80 for a non-resident with no cart. Yeah. It's hard to find nice courses that are affordable at this point.
It's not an affordable game for people of color. Why don't you just admit it?
It really is hard, unless you are fantastic at it. You know, guys like Sergio Garcia, Vijay Singh, Tiger Woods. Unless you're fantastic at it, it's very difficult to be successful if you're not from a background with money in golf.
The San Diego Chargers, of course, the Oakland Raiders, and the St. Louis Rams are all talking about moving to Carson, California. Of course, the Rams have gone to the hood, I mean Inglewood. And, of course, the Chargers now are talking about downtown San Diego. So only the Raiders are looking to move. Are the Raiders really going to move, or is it a bluff? I know Davis went down to Vegas and looked at the UNLV tournament, the new UNLV stadium, but the bottom line is the NFL is not going to let a team happen in Vegas, not anytime soon anyway.
I think financially it'd be okay, but yeah, there's way too many issues. The NFL's already, you know, in the middle of this whole FanDuel, DraftKings hoopla, where is it legal? Is it gambling? Oh, wait, sponsoring it.
Do they pay money to enter it? Yes. Do they get money if they win? Yes. That's gambling.
Yeah, it is. It is. I will agree with you. I'm just saying, you know, there's the argument right now, the debate going between whether it is or not, but these leagues are sponsoring these companies. You know, NFL Network, their highlights are presented by FanDuel. The NBA, a lot of courts have FanDuel on the court.
You know,
I was just watching the Warriors Heat game,
yeah,
right in front of the billboards, right where the guys check in. FanDuel right across the ground. So that's a big deal, and I can see that's why the NFL would hesitate to put a team in LA. Mark Davis wants the hell out of Oakland, though. I can guarantee you that. There's no way he wants to stay in Oakland. I think the Raiders are playing in Mexico City this year. They're playing out of the country again.
Are you trying to tell
it's
me
one of their home games
that they'd go to Tijuana? I don't think so. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny Talkin is All-Star.
And finally, new rule for this Valentine's Day. People who love marijuana have to do me this favor. Stop treating it like you could never lose it. You know, not a week goes by without someone asking me to get into the pot business with them. Don't get left behind, they tell me. We can make a fortune selling marijuana or Billy Buzz or Silly Billy's Wacky Tabacky. Everybody seems 100% certain that a completely weed-legal America on the model of gay marriage is right around the corner. Yes, the pot lovers say it's only legal in 4 states now, but Bill, the rest are gonna fall like dominoes. I hear it all the time. They're gonna fall like dominoes. Dominoes. Hey, let's order from Domino's.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Progress at Wilshire and Overland. All units, all frequencies, stand by. Unit 26, respond code 3.
This is L56. I'm six blocks north. We'll respond code 2.
L56, you will not respond.
That's the second call you won't let me roll on. What am I doing out here, chasing gumball bandits?
L56, meet me on TAC 2. Go have lunch, Hunter. Don't aggravate the situation. Captain Kane never liked you. Now that he's been demoted from the chief staff to division command, he's been chewing on everyone. Go meet Tony for lunch.
I don't think this Ferrari Kane's got me driving is going to make it.
It's good enough to get you where you have to go.
Only thing this thing is good for is a deep sea anchor. There's got to be 100 regulations against Kane doing this to me.
You'll get a new car and a new partner as soon as the shooting review board comes back with the rating. For now, stay out of trouble. Don't crack up any more police vehicles.
There's nothing left of this crate to crack up.
That was the great Fred Dreyer. Of course, he's on The Sports Show, him and Mike Horn. Mike Horn and I did that cable radio like 25 years ago. Mike Horn being the former manager of Mickey Rooney, of course, that longtime movie star that died a couple years ago, the guy that was like 5 foot tall, he was his manager for many, many years. Anyway, Mike Horn and Fred Dreyer do the show called The Sports Show at noon, Saturdays Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline. I love to have Fred on the show. Fred and Mike Horn kicking it on The Sports Show, noon Pacific time on Saturdays, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and, of course, AFN Radio out there for all the troops. Bottom line is, it is time to talk combat sports.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOBoxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
All right, I'll cover the boxing, and Zach Attack Young can pick up the UFC, the unbeaten WBO Junior Welterweight Champion. Talk about Terrence Crawford of Omaha. I'm just kidding. Omaha, Nebraska, now 29-0, 20 KOs. Stop Henry Lundy in the fifth round. Lundy drops to 26-6, a draw, and 13 wax. He was a 50-1 favorite, and Felix Verdugo was a winner as well. He was on the co-feature, of course, the Puerto Rican sensation at lightweight, still unbeaten at 135 pounds. Leo Santa Cruz was a winner. Of course, he is a good-looking fighter, 126 pounds, but he's the greatest at 126. I don't think so. He stopped Kiko Martinez tonight, but fifth-round TKO, he really doesn't get my blood rolling. Bottom line is, time to talk combat sports. I'm talking about the UFC. Zach Attack, what's happening in the UFC this weekend?
Return of Anderson the Spider Silva, and there was an upset on the main card. I mean, this was the only fight that really mattered on the card, and Anderson Silva lost by split decision. I mean, it's kind of shocking.
Why is it, Tom, I don't mean to interrupt you, Zach. Well, why is it shocking? The guy's nearly 50 years old.
Just the level of opponent. I mean, Michael Bisping is kind of like the definition of a gatekeeper. So to see a former champion lose to a gatekeeper, I mean, that's just kind of crazy, you know?
Wait, a former champion that used performance-enhancing drugs, used steroids, and cheated.
You're right. You're correct. And now we're seeing him without the steroids. But, I mean, a lot of people thought Anderson Silva won this fight. And if you looked after the fight, I know you can't always tell by that, but Bisping was a lot more busted up than Silva was.
You know what? The bottom line is, having been assigned and licensed as a judge by the Association of Boxing Commissions in this country here, the United States of America, I got to tell you, you never look at what they look like during the round. You don't look like what's going on over there during the round. That doesn't matter. All that matters is what takes place when those 5 minutes of battle, and as far as MMA is concerned, or the 3 minutes of battle is taken care as far as boxing is concerned. In other words, all that other stuff, it doesn't matter, Zach. It plays no part in actually scoring the fight. If Bisping won the fight, he won the fight. Bottom line is, Anderson Silva, 39 years old, going on 50. Of course, he is the former world middleweight champion, having been caught with steroids. Now tell me, Conor McGregor's got a new opponent, and it's not Nick Diaz. Who is it?
Nate Diaz.
And that's the brother of Nick Diaz. Of course, the crazy guy, the crazy brothers from Stockton, California. Remember what they did on CBS television, how they got MMA thrown off at CBS about 3 or 4 years ago when they got into that riot there on that Strikeforce card? Remember that?
Yeah, that wasn't the best look. And I remember Gus Johnson had a line that my friend referred to as probably the line that killed MMA on network television for a while. He said, "Well, folks, sometimes these things just happen in MMA."
Okay, Conor McGregor taking on Nate Diaz, 155 pounds. Why is it all of a sudden the last couple of weeks, Rafael Dos Anjos, the lightweight champion, has hurt 155 pounds. Of course, he took on Anthony Pettis and took the title away from him in quite of an upset last year. Why is it he was considered a better opponent than people like Robbie Lawler? In other words, he had a better chance of beating Conor McGregor than Robbie Lawler. That's what some people like Joe Rogan and people like that are saying.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy to me. I mean, this is a huge step up for Conor McGregor. I mean, not in terms of the level of competition, but they're fighting this fight at 175 pounds. So, I mean, that's a huge jump. Conor McGregor holds the 145-pound title. He was going to compete for the 155-pound title, and now they're doing this fight. It's not a catch weight, but they're just allowing Nate to come in at his new weight class level. So,
well, Nate's a welter. You can't listen. I don't think Nate Diaz should give up any advantages to Conor McGregor. I mean, the advantages that Nick Diaz gave up to Anderson Silva last year, I thought that was ridiculous. He should have made Anderson pay a lot of different ways as far as the weight was concerned. I mean, all Nick wanted to do was get the fight. Well, Nick, you should have negotiated a little bit beforehand, because I think you would have got a sweeter deal.
No, I'm with you, but I mean, Nate Diaz, he's been a career 155-pound fighter. McGregor was just moving up to 155 pounds. And I mean, if McGregor's willing to fight him at 175, then there's no issue with it. But I'm just saying that's going to be a pretty big obstacle for a guy who has spent most of his career at 145 to jump up to 175. Like, there's got to be some complications with that.
On the line from Galveston, Texas, my main man, Christian. Christian, say hello to Zach Attack.
Hello, Zach Attack and Taco Man.
Very good evening to you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just got a couple of questions for you guys, not related to the UFC, of course, but still in the combat sports frame of mind. First of all, Bellator had an event Friday night that wasn't a freak show event, but it was actually a good card because you had Mike the Caveman Richmond returning. Mm-hmm. I mean, actually, David Caveman Rickles returning and winning, and you had Chet Congo defeating everybody's favorite ball buster, Venetia Spartan Kiroz. But I gotta ask, what's the difference between having a mediocre tentpole call and having a great card after that? And do you think that Bellator should tout the post tentpole card a little bit more than they do the tentpole card?
Zach, I think it's just they don't have the talent to put forth. I think that's what it all boils down to. They don't have the talent. And the only time they really draw is when they bring Scott Cuddy and guys like Ken Shamrock and Kimbo Slice and guys like them, guys way past their peak.
I think you're right about that. I mean, their roster's just a little thin, and they bring in these guys that made their names in other organizations, but I don't feel like a lot of fighters have made their name in Bellator.
Okay. Christian, why isn't Scott Coker trying to sign Ben Askren?
To be honest, maybe it's because Ben Askren's enjoying way too much of that free time with 1FC, because seeing the fact that he's going to be fighting again in, I think, April for 1FC 37.
But he's getting $300,000 or $400,000 when he fights, at least.
Yeah, but come to think of it, I say that he's enjoying more time fighting with 1FC than he has been doing with Bellator and other promotions he started out with.
Okay, I'll ask you straight up. If you put him in there with Robbie Lawler right now, who would be favored?
I think Robbie Lawler just... No, wait. Actually, Robbie Lawler would probably be experienced 99 times out of 100 by experience alone, as far as how many fights he had.
Man, but Ben,
I think Askren would give Robbie Lawler a run for his money.
I got news for you, Ben Askren, with that ground game. His ground game, I don't think anybody out wrestles him. Not at 170 pounds. What do you think, Zach?
I think you're onto something with that. I think his wrestling is definitely at the apex of the sport, but he has not faced a striker near the level of Robbie Lawler. So I think I would have to favor Robbie Lawler in that fight.
Okay, real quick, in 30 seconds, I'll give it to you first, Christian. Give me a prediction. Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor, what happens?
They end in controversy. They end in controversy, even though I think McGregor will probably win regardless.
Zach Attack, take a shot.
I think McGregor knocks him out.
Good enough. Straight up, this is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the WBO. Of course, you can follow the World Boxing Organization on Facebook or check them out on their website, WBOboxing.com. Straight up, next up here on Sports Byline, we're talking baseball. Taco and the Paco, Taco and Paco talking baseball on Sports Byline. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am the Taco Man. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio.
Sometimes I walk mysterious places, hear voices that talk without a word to say. Sometimes I hear the echoes of laughter in the twilight of affairs and other tragedies. A half moon away, way too close to heaven. She had the look, but no morality.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever. Check Sunday's newspaper for a coupon.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to see clearly again without reading glasses? LASIK treats only the surface of the eye and is healthier and safer than wearing contact lenses long term. Dr. Robert Lin had LASIK himself and still sees 20/20 and has performed over 40,000 LASIK procedures over the last 18 years. Find out more at IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
On the line from Puerto Rico, my main man, Paco Valcarcel, talking baseball with Johnny Taco. And Paco, the Kansas City Royals won the 2015 World Series. Are they going to do it in 2016? Is that a repeat team?
I got the my doubt, especially when you talk about with a Yankee fan.
Oh, I know a Yankee fan, but then you think Mickey Mantle was the greatest baseball player of all time?
One of the greatest, yeah.
Mantle was a five-tool player before he got hurt. I mean, he did everything.
Mickey Mantle was okay. Joe DiMaggio was tremendous. Babe Ruth, you can forget Babe Ruth, the Babe.
I'll tell you a little story about Joe DiMaggio. I'm at Bay Meadows Racetrack, I guess about 20 years ago, and I'm up in the Turf Club where all the rich people hang out. But nobody came to the track today. It was a Tuesday. I was going to lay a bet down for somebody. So anyway, Joe DiMaggio's there. It's the only time in my life I've never walked up to anybody and started talking to him. And I had the opportunity. It was just me and him. There was nobody else there. We're talking baseball with Paco Valcarcel. Now, you're a big Yankees fan. Tell me why you think the Yankees are going to do well this year.
We got Starlin Castro and Gregorius. The shortstop is much better this year. We got Chapman and the Nasty Boys, the two others. And we're going to have a – let's see what happened with the starter. CC should be okay. Pineda should be okay. You know, we have a better team this year. By the way, I was talking to Carlos Beltran 2 weeks ago, and he told me that.
You were talking with Paco Valcarcel, Taco and Paco talking boxing here. Straight up, the New York Yankees are 15-16-1 underdogs to capture the World Series that you think they're going to capture. Have they been the same team since George Steinbrenner stepped down?
George Steinbrenner was a character, and he was very proud when he invested a lot amount of money in good baseball players. And the Yankees, they love to draft some guy from other teams, pay money for the good players, mm-hmm. and not the farm. They don't work with the farms, But now they are different. They don't work very active in the off season.
Uh-huh.
But they have Starlin Castro, who could be better because they got Beltran there and he got Rodriguez there, senior players who can talk to Starlin Castro. Starlin Castro is a great, 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 great player, like Beltran told me. But he was a leader in Chicago. But here he got two big guys, Latinos, who can talk to him and make him a better player. Also, Chapman will be, the key. If they start doing good, then you got three guys there who can preserve the victory for the Yankees.
The Yankees, of course, the other team across town is the New York Mets, and they are taking to make it to the World Series and win the World Series. What do you think of the Mets this year? The Mets, are they going to improve?
They are very good. They got an excellent team. They got an excellent, excellent team. They will be there head-to-head with the Washington Nationals. We don't like to talk about it. How my friends, I'm not doing that. How my friends in New York were calling the Mets the Mots. They are great. They have a great team this year.
Well, they came in. So they were the storybook. They were like the story of last year. Them and the Chicago Cubs. People wanted to see the Mets or the Cubs make it to the World Series and win, not lose to the Royals. The Giants have been to the World Series 3 of the last 5 years. Every other year they seem to win the World Series. They didn't do so well last year. Are they going to come back this year, Paco?
I don't think so. I don't think so. You got Dodgers there. Pitchers are very important, you know, and the Dodgers, they got everything to repeat, to come back and be they were to be the leader of the division.
But Greinke's gone, and Kershaw
They got a great team, you know. They got a great team, and you know, they got tradition, and they got a great team.
Let's switch subjects for a little bit. Performance enhancing drugs. You and I know what they're all about in the sporting world. Everybody's looking for an edge. Some guys cheat, some guys don't. Should Barry Bonds be penalized from the Baseball Hall of Fame due to the fact that they think that he was doing stuff like that, or what?
If you tell me that if a fighter should be punished because he was cheating, I would say yes. But I respect Barry Bonds a lot because when Barry Bonds was playing with Bobby Bonilla in Pittsburgh Pirates, he wasn't dealing with juice and that's anabolics and that stuff, and you know, I respect him a lot.
He was tiny. He was tiny. He was skinny.
He can run. He can bat, but you know.
When I saw him in high school, I went to interview him at Sarah High School, which is not too far from San Francisco. I went down to interview him at Sarah High School, and he was how can I put this, disrespectful to the media back then. He was only 18 years old.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I got mixed feelings because I love A-Rod. I love Barry Bonds. He was playing with Bobby Bonilla in Pittsburgh, you know.
One night, when his father came up, his father was the original number 25 for the San Francisco Giants, and they called him up one night in like the 60s. They called him up one night on a Friday night, so he gets off the airplane at 6 o'clock. The game starts at 7:30 out of Candlestick Park. They bring him off the bench, Bobby coming off the bench. The bases are loaded, and he hits a grand slam to win the game.
Yeah, and I got a friend who was mentioning that stuff. Juan Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzalez. Juan Gonzalez is my friend. He was an excellent player. He was a slugger before he was mentioned in the scandal.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he was in Texas with Palmeiro and Franco, and Sosa was in Chicago. You know, the guy who was batting coach in San Luis. You know, all that guys, Barry Bonds, the big names.
Yep.
But they were good before that. They were very good before that.
There's no doubt about it, but it looks a little funny when you see a guy in his late 30s hitting more home runs than he was hitting in his 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now it's different. But I remember, you know, Juan Gonzalez can have 40 home runs in a whole season. No matter he was injured, he can bat 40 home runs. No matter he was dealing or not with that, because then they never proved one never tested positive. You know, but I know one thing. He was playing here in the Winter League in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Talking baseball with Paco Vargasel, Taco and Paco talking baseball. You know, and I was looking at it the other day. I saw Willie Mays happen to be in San Francisco making a public appearance. Of course, the famous San Francisco Giant, number 24. Was he the greatest player of all time? I mean, when you literally look at it, he played for longevity. I mean, it didn't look that good in 1973, but he played a long time. He played almost 20 years. He went to the Hall of Fame. He at one point, had he not played in Candlestick Park, he would have probably held the home run record. Could he lay a claim to being the best player ever?
I can't say that ever, but for sure, I can say that he's in the top 10. But you mentioned, you know, the two guys from the Yankees, Babe Ruth. All that guy pitchers that you have to mention, pitchers too.
Yeah.
You know? All that pitcher from San Luis. And, you know, you have to mention all the guys. I don't want to make any mistakes.
Okay. You know, Paco, I remember in the 60s here, we had a big Latin contingency. We had Jose Pagan Sr. We had the
Pagan Sr., but Pagan Sr. is not the father of Pagan, the guy who's playing now.
No, huh?
No. No, that Pagan, that the other Pagan who played, I think he played for the Yankees. This Pagan, as a matter of fact, he loved boxing. He was practicing boxing right here in Rio Piedras, not far from my home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this Pagan, Angel Pagan, a great player, he was playing for the Chicago, first Chicago Cubs. Then he was transferred to the Mets and then to San Francisco. And he, but he's the head of the player. And no matter he was injured and he got some stuff because he's a hustle, Pagani is one of the best center field you can have now. No matter he's always injured.
Puerto Rico's had some great, great baseball players, no question about it. Now, how come Puerto Rico doesn't have a Major League Baseball team if they could probably hold baseball games at 2 o'clock in the morning and sell out the ballpark, couldn't they?
Yeah, the problem is that, we are 3.5 million, but it's not easy to come to Puerto Rico. We are out of the mainland. It's like Hawaii,
Well, here's what's up. Then why doesn't Major League Baseball schedule some games in Puerto Rico if they want to do games all around the world?
Yeah, but that two or three games from Atlanta or Miami or that guy's, or one time Texas. But, you know, if you have to come from L.A. to Puerto Rico, man.
Who do you think was the best Puerto Rican baseball player of all time? Do you think it was Cepeda, or Orlando Cepeda won the MVP? The late Roberto Clemente?
Yeah, he got the whole package. He was the whole package. Roberto Clemente, for sure.
Pittsburgh, I look back at the Pittsburgh franchise, of course, rich in history, but you're just a Yankees fan. In other words, if you move to Mars, you'd still be a Yankees fan, huh?
Yeah, of course, yes. Of course, yes. I will be a Yankee fan all my life. And I love the Yankees. You remember we had Posada before in the Yankees. Now we got my friend Carlos Beltran. And I follow the Yankees every time. And Jeter was was a great player. And Greg Nettles, I remember the third base.
Yeah, yeah. You remember Greg Nettles? Yeah.
Paul O'Neill. Oh, man. Yeah, he was great. Sparky Lyle, stopper. And Mariano Rivera. Who can forget Mariano Rivera?
Next time we talk, Paco, we're going to talk about Billy Martin. Of course, the manager of the New York Yankees, the Oakland A's, and a few other teams. But the bottom line is we don't have time today. But in our next segment of Paco Talking Baseball with Johnny Taco, we're going to talk about that. Until next time, Paco, all the best. Taco and Paco talking baseball on Sports Byline.
Why did the 14-year-old Mexican girl get pregnant? Because her teacher told her to go do an essay.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Buffalo. Ah.
54, checked it, make it 55 in this past hour. This is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, of course, Zach Attack Young and Dominic Jimenez. And Dom, what's happening? Seth Blatter's been replaced. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so Seth Blatter was kicked out as the president and then subsequently suspended 8 years. Him and Michel Platini, who was the head of the European Soccer Association. Friday was the vote. Gianni Infantino from Switzerland was voted the new FIFA president. He received 27 more votes than the pre-vote favorite Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al Khalifa. And so far, a lot of the feedback has been pretty positive. People are excited about what Infantino might be bringing to FIFA.
Interesting. And of course, the world of soccer, and as far as Spain's concerned, the Barcelona team, is that league rocking and rolling right now?
Yeah, Barcelona's got a sizable lead over Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid beat Real Madrid today in the Madrid Derby. So Barcelona pretty much has that thing on lock, barring some kind of freak accident or just absolute collapse, which is not going to happen.
Zach, Fabrice Bruno's going to take on Stip Majokic for the UFC Heavyweight Championship. I guess what happened? Cain Velasquez, is he done?
Well, he got injured, and then Fabricio Verdum got injured, so they postponed that fight, and that's going to happen again. And when you said that, it almost sounded like stiff myosis, and I think that kind of fits because the guy's just basically a stiff. I don't think he's going to put up much of a fight for Verdum.
Best fighter pound for pound in the world of MMA, John Jones, coming back against Daniel Cormier in the rematch. Supposed to do this fight at MSG, but the unions wouldn't let him because they're scabs. I'm talking about Zuffa Sports and the UFC. What's going to happen there?
Well, I mean, you got to lean towards John Jones. I don't think that Daniel Cormier has improved that greatly from the first match, and John Jones just showed to be the better fighter in the first match.
Okay. Pound for pound, as we said, Jones is the best. If Jones is the best, who's number two? Conor McGregor?
You know, I was going to say, I think he might just have to be, because before it was Jose Aldo. We can't really have him up there anymore, so... I don't know. I mean, it just might be Conor McGregor because I think that his win over Aldo is better than any win on John Jones' resume.
You know, we call Steph Curry the greatest shooter of all time. You see, Oscar Robertson, the former Hall of Fame guard from the Milwaukee Bucks, he's dogging Curry. He's saying that the reason why Curry's scoring all these points, Zach, is that nobody knows how to play defense anymore. What's up with that?
I think people are just kind of jealous, you know. I think everybody likes to think that the old era of sports is always better. No, I really think that Curry's one of those players that would be good in any era, and I think that he's just developed his three and his shooting overall to the point where, I mean, it's like unguardable. Like, what are you going to do? How are you defend somebody who's 5 feet outside of the three-point line and still making shots with ease?
Okay, in about 15 seconds here, Dominic, Cardale Jones got injured running a 40-yard dash, so his place in the draft is going to drop a couple spots, maybe?
I don't think it should be too bad. I mean, he's a quarterback after all, and he's a big boy. I think he'll be okay despite, you know, pulling a hammy or whatever it was running the 40. He should be fine.
Zach Attack Young, Dominic Jimenez, these are my All-Stars. You're tuned to Johnny Talking Us All-Stars. Guys, have a great week. We'll talk next week.
Okay, you have a great week, Pedro. Thank you.
All the best, of course. This is Taco Man Radio Straight Up. We're live on Sports Byline each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Next week, I'm going to bring in a transgender athlete. He went from female to male, and he's competing in the Olympics. I kid you not. And it was the other way around. I thought you couldn't do that. I mean, come on. Guys have female hormones. They can fight this guy. I don't know. We'll talk about this, and we'll talk steroids next week. We'll bring on Margaret Goodman of VADA, the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association. She'll come in. She'll talk steroids. So lots of controversy. Hot topics to go. Johnny Talking to his All-Stars, 10 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Saturday night, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. Don't forget, we are live on the West Coast and the Johnny Taco Show. Johnny Talking to his All-Stars is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. Until next time, I thank you for spending your time with me. Peace, love, much respect.